الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that we are in the last Ashura, the last portion of the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is very quickly depleting, very quickly finishing. Blessed is he who gets the month of Ramadan and use it to his advantage and get his sins forgiven. Otherwise, the opposite situation is very severe and very detrimental and very worrying. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raghima anfu rajulin," that may that person's nose be rubbed in earth, meaning that may he be marhum from the benefit, from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ انْسَلَقَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُغْفَرَ لَهُ, that he gets the month of Ramadan, and before the month of Ramadan finishes, he is not able to get his sins forgiven. My dear respected brothers and elders, the month of Ramadan is the month of mercy. It is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his rahmah in abundance. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ, that it is the month in which the first portion is full of rahmah. The second, وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ, the second is all about forgiveness. And when once a person's sins are forgiven, then آخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ, he will get deliverance from the fire of hell. So for us to get deliverance from the fire of hell, our sins have to be forgiven. And for our sins to be forgiven, then we have to practice, we have to fulfill the fara'is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that very easy by showering his mercy in the first 10 days. So that our hearts turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that our hearts come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that he makes it easy for us to practice and fulfill the fara'is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we fulfill the fara'is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in return Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive our sins. And when he forgives our sins, then when we don't have the sins, then we will be given entry into Jannah. Because a person cannot enter into Jannah with sins. A person cannot enter into Jannah with sins. Either he has to get his sins forgiven, or he has to go into the fire of hell and burn, and so that his sins are forgiven. And then when he is pure from sins, he will then be given entry into Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want his servants to go into the fire of hell in the first place. This is why he made it very easy for us. But my dear respected brothers and elders, in spite of having all these facilities, In spite of having all this provision made for us, in spite of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making the path very easy for path to Jannah very easy for us, and in spite of having all that, if we do not get our sins forgiven, my dear respected brothers and elders, we will be the greatest losers. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Rahima anfu rajulin," that may he be a true loser, may he be removed from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The actual meaning is that may his nose be rubbed with earth. It is a way of Arab, you know, speech. It is a way of being ashamed. That when a person is getting, they rub his nose in the earth to show that he's being dishonored. Atahu Ramadan, he gets the month of Ramadan. ثُمَّنْ سَلَقَ رَمَضَانَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُغْفَرَ لَهُ, that the month of Ramadan finish and yet he does not get his sins forgiven. Time and time again I have mentioned the hadith that once Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, Aisha Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, so once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahabas, "Uhduru al-mimbar," to come toward the mimbar, "Fahadarna," and the Sahaba said, "We came." "Falamma rataqa darajata qala ameen," that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped on the first step of the mimbar, he said ameen. "فَلَمَّا تَقَرْ دَرْجَةَ الثَّانِيَةِ قَالَ آمِينَ," when he stepped on the second step of the minbar, he said "Amin." "فَلَمَّا تَقَرْ دَرْجَةَ الثَّالِثَةِ قَالَ آمِينَ," when he stepped on the third step of the minbar, he said "Amin." The Sahaba, they said that today we have seen something that we have never seen before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Just now Jibreel Amin came to me and he said, woe to that person. May the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon that person. May the la'an of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon that person. May that person be removed from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who in spite of receiving the month of Ramadan could not get his sins forgiven." My dear respected brothers and elders, this is Jibreel coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this message. And this is Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corroborating that dua. This is a bad dua, this is a curse. Hazrat Jibreel is bringing down a curse. My dear respected brothers and elders, this is something to be very worried about. Very worried about. That Jibreel, Sayyidul Malaika, he is the leader of all the malaikas, and malaikas' du'as are accepted. He is giving a curse, la'na, which has been brought by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which has been corroborated by the ameen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no doubt left in that du'a, that curse being accepted. A person, in spite of receiving the month of Ramadan, he cannot get his sins forgiven. My dear respected brothers and elders, we hanker so much after dunya that sometimes we forget to even fast. Or if we have the opportunity to fast and we are blessed with the opportunity of fasting, then we forget doing Taraweeh, Qiyamul Layl. وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَهُ, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in spite of the month of Ramadan, we do not read the Quran. My dear respected brothers and elders, this is the month of Quran. This is the month in which the Quran was revealed. And this is the month in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would profusely recite the Quran. Yet, we are so engrossed in our worldly activities. We think that we are going to live here forever and ever. We think that this, that everything and everything is in this dunya. My dear respected brothers and elders, we are defrauding ourselves. We are deluding ourselves. My dear respected brothers and elders, Our time will finish in this world, and that is guaranteed. And if we do not spend our time properly in this world, then what are we going to take with us? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, spend from the wealth. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحْدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you spend from your wealth. You give it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi did say that the best wealth that is spent in the path of Allah is that wealth which you love so dear. When it's so dearest to you, what does that mean? When you are still healthy. Not when you are about to leave this world. When the wealth is no good to you. When you know you are about to leave. When you have cancer. When you know that you are going to die in a couple of months. And then you say, okay, I give it in charity. That is not the best time to give. The best time is to give is when you know that you have plenty of time, but you love the world so much, you give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. You will not attain virtue. You will not attain piety. You will not attain the great status within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun. That you spend from what you love. So we give it when we love it so much. When we know that we can do so much with it. But we give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that He reserves it for us. He keeps it for us. That waste of money is not wasted, my dear respected brothers and elders. It is looked after for us. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ That whatever you spend, whatever good you do in this world, you will find with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you leave this world. So this is the opportunity, the time that we have. That is the time that what we do, we prepare our akhirah. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. That this world, what is it? It is the place where you cultivate your akhirah. It is the place where you grow the trees of Jannah for yourself. So we spend the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. It is not even our wealth. It is wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted to us. We think that we earn this wealth with our intellect. We think that we earn this wealth through our efforts. No, my dear respected brothers and elders. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown so many examples where people are making so much effort yet they have no money to their name. People are making so much effort yet they have so little. And there are people who will make so little effort and they will get so much from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who is it? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that. How many people who go to sleep yet do not wake up in the morning? Who is it that is waking, giving us the opportunity to wake up and go to work? How many people who make the effort to go to work yet do not reach the work, yet reach the Qabristan, reach the graveyard? Who is it that has given us the opportunity to go and work? Who is it who has given us the opportunity to go and spend our time? My dear respected brothers and elders, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. That I give you this time, I give you health, I give you wealth, see what you do with it. And successful is he. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَعُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ That is the yardstick of success. That whosoever can save himself from the fire of hell and get himself entry into Jannah, he is the successful person. And this is why the month of Ramadan is given to us, my dear respected brothers and elders. The month of Ramadan is there so that we get our sins forgiven. While otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the curse of Allah.